Hi, my name is Deepak. I am from Dublin, and I'm going to read 2 Kings, verse 21, or 1 to 21. Messiah was 12 years old when he became king. He ruled for 50 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was something in God's judgment. He was a bad king, an evil king. He resisting all the moral rot and spiritual corruption, and had begun sourced from the country where God deposited dispossessed the pagan nations in favor of the children in Israel. He rebuilt all the sects and religion shrines that his father Hezekiah had torn down, and he built altars and something images for God, sex god Bala and sex goddess Asher. Exactly when Asher, king of Israel, had done, he worshipped the cosmic power, taking order from the power from the continental. He built these pagans altars in the temple of God, the very Jerusalem temple, descended exactly by God's decree. In Jerusalem, I place my name to God's name, and he built shrines to the cosmic powers, placed both God's temples. He burnt his own son in sacrifice offering. He practiced black images for telling he had senses and conception spirits from the underworld. Much evil in the God's judgment and care in evil, and God was angry. As a last straw, he placed the carved image of the sex goddess Asriah in the temple of God, a fighter and provoked violence of God. Well-known statements to both David and Solomon. In the temple, he never again will I let my people of Israel wander off from this land and give to the Anisitor. But here's the condition. It must keep everything I've commanded in the instructions my servant Moses passed on to them. But the people didn't listen. Messiah led them off beneath, part into practice of evil, even extended the evil of the pagan nations that God had earlier destroyed. God thought fed up, sent word through his servant the prophet became, because Messiah, king of Judah, has committed these assiduous sins, eclipsing the sin performance of voting before him, setting his new record.